conceptual art. Modern art with a difference.
Sculptures, landscapes, portraits. Art comes in many forms. But conceptual art takes it all to a whole new level. As American artist Sol LeWitt once said, "In conceptual art, the idea or concept is the most important aspect of the work." With that in mind, how would you rate these works of conceptual art?
In 1958, French artist Yves Klein held an exhibition at the Iris Clert Gallery called The Specialization of Sensibility in the Raw Material State into Stabilized Pictorial Sensibility, The Void. As part of this, he took everything out of the gallery space except a large cabinet. After a successful publicity drive, 3,000 people queued up on the opening night, only to be taken into an empty room.
In 1962, married couple Christo and Jean-Claude created a temporary work of art known as the Iron Curtain. This consisted of a barricade of oil barrels in Rue Visconti, an extremely narrow street in Paris, with an average width of just 3 meters. According to the artists, the artwork wasn't the barricade, but the resulting traffic jam.
In 1970, Douglas Hubler exhibited a series of photographs, which were taken every 2 minutes whilst driving along a road for 24 minutes.
In 1972, Fred Forrest bought a page of blank space in the newspaper Le Monde and invited readers to fill it with their own works of art.
In 1976, Christo and Jean-Claude, once again, set up an installation art piece known as Running Fence, which was taken down after 14 days. The piece consisted of a white nylon fence that stretched for 39.4 kilometers in Northern California. The 5.5-meter-high fabric for the fence was hung on 350,000 hooks that were attached to steel cables.
In 1977, Walter de Maria placed a 1 kilometer brass rod into the earth in Kassel, Germany. Nothing remained visible except a few centimeters of the rod. The work of art was known as Vertical Earth Kilometer. As the artist explained, it existed mostly in the viewer's mind.
In 1980, Sophie Cal created The Sleepers, which consisted of photographs of people in a bed. The photos were taken over a period of 8 days, and the subjects were friends or strangers.
In 1999, Tracy Emin was nominated for the Turner Prize. One of her works, My Bed, consisted of a disheveled bed surrounded by rubbish.
In 2001, Martin Creed won the Turner Prize for his work called The Lights Going On and Off, which consisted of an empty room in which the lights went on and off.
In 2005, Simon Starling won the Turner Prize for Shed Boat Shed. As part of this, a wooden shed was turned into a boat and then floated down the Rhine. Later, the boat was turned into a shed again. Fascinating.